Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, I don't know, Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on Patreon. And we're going to talk a little more about Swamp Thing. We're going to be a little more loosey-goosey. It's going to be exciting.
Well, here's the thing. We have not seen the DC Universe show.
Mm.
And I'm going to be honest with the patrons here. I don't care to.
I don't either.
Because I was interested until they canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they've canceled it, I don't care to watch it because I know that the story will not conclude.
It is the equivalent of getting up to do a book report and starting it with, this book was pretty boring. Like, it was canceled as soon as it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, well, why do I want to watch your C-plus effort here?
Well, it's, you know...
And I don't blame anyone who worked on the show.
No. It's all corporate whatever.
Nonsense.
Yeah. And I do know that, you know, I've heard from some people that it's pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard from anybody say that it's amazing.
The way, like, Doom Patrol has amazing buzz.
Well, yeah. Doom Patrol always had, like, amazing buzz, and it was great from the beginning. I have not heard from that from Swamp Thing. But, again, to me, I know it's going to be serialized.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that it's just going to stop. And so to me, I'm kind of like, well, I like Swamp Thing, but I don't like Swamp Thing enough to just be disappointed at episode 10.
Yeah.
So we were going to talk about like live action ideas, but then with that, I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about here. I'm being quite honest here, listeners. I'm sorry. I literally have no idea what to talk about.
Well, I have something to bring up, I guess.
Please do, because we need a title for this episode, Ashley.
Do you think that Swamp Thing is... interesting enough is not the right phrase, but is Swamp Thing strong enough to carry his own series, or would Swamp Thing do better in a series that highlighted other weird characters? Something more like Legends, but with a darker twist.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Swamp Thing is a hard lead character.
I agree.
I think Swamp Thing is more interesting when he's a supporting character or mm-hmm. he's a character that you visit once. Like, if I was offered the Swamp Thing comic book,
mm-hmm.
I would have a hard time. Like, I would have to be like, you got to give me a month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've got to give me a month because off the top of my head, what would I write for that? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because he's an elemental god being
mm-hmm.
who... bounces back about whether he wants to be human or whether he wants to be, you know, this plant creature. And to me, that's so, you know, like people say all the time that Superman's difficult to write. And to me, I'm like, no, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least he's human. Swamp Thing is not human. And he doesn't think in human terms.
Before anyone comments, Jason knows Superman is a Kryptonian.
Yeah. Thank you.
Excuse me.
So to me, like, I don't know how you make a TV show about a god being who doesn't want to be around humans. Now, again, maybe I assume that the Swamp Thing television show has figured something out. I don't know. Should I look it up? Like, what
but
is
Abby is like a main lead of it.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I know it's about a disease. I'm gonna. You know what? You know, we don't know anything about it. I am looking at a show right now, or I'm looking at a computer. Let's figure this out right now. Okay, here we go. It says the premise of the DC Universe series is Abby Arcane returns to Marias, Louisiana, I'm certain I'm saying that wrong, to investigate a deadly swamp-borne virus, where she develops a bond with disgraced scientist Alec Holland. After Holland tragically dies, Abby discovers the mysteries of the swamp and that Holland may not be dead after all. So Abby is the lead character, mm-hmm. not Swamp Thing. So Abby is a CDC doctor investigating a horrific, life-threatening epidemic in her hometown while facing down her past. There's a lot of flashbacks.
Maybe that's why people don't like it, because it's not a Swamp Thing show.
Swamp Thing, Alec Holland struggles with holding on to his humanity while defending the swamp, the town, and the natural world at large. Let me see if I can find what the pilot is. Okay, here's the pilot episode. If you don't want spoilers for this... I'm sorry. So in Bayou Swamp, three men are hired to drop unknown cases into the marsh and are attacked by the plants themselves. 48 years later, Susie, the daughter of Coyle, the survivor of the attack, becomes deathly ill when a mysterious illness begins to spread through the town. Abby Arcane, former resident of the town, is sent to help with her second-in-command, Harlan. After meeting up with childhood friend and now policeman Matthew Cable, they come across Alec Holland, a disgraced scientist hired by Avery Sunderland for research, who believes that Sunderland's research is tied to the virus and is investigating a mysterious mutagen in the water. After finding Coyle's body, Abby and Alec begin to investigate together. Coyle's body reanimates with plant-like tendrils that attack the two and his own daughter. Alec kills Coyle with fire, and the two meet up with a reporter. Let me see here. Abby and Alec find the cases from the march, which are releasing the mutagen into the swamp. And while waiting for results for the accelerator, Alec and Abby bond, revealing bits of their past. Let's see, go moving forward. This is such an exciting episode, right? In the swamp later, Alec is shot by an unknown assailant when his boat is blown up with dynamite. Alec dies from the wounds, and the swamp begins to wrap him with vines. Abby rushes to the scene only to be scared away by a tall, mossy creature with red eyes that emerges from the water.
That seems unnecessarily complicated.
It seems like it's Abby's show. Yeah, it seems like it is. It seems like it's Abby's show and it's not Alec's show.
I would rather that there was a show called House of Mystery. And we had like four or five characters on it.
What about House of Secrets? Yes, the book that Alec actually debuted in.
I mean, what I think House of Mystery sounds better than House of Secrets.
True. You're true.
So that's why I would go with House of Mystery. And that you had like a cast of four or five characters. You could do little anthology, standalone stories about them. And then ultimately it drives to them teaming up with a big bad. I guess I want a light version of Justice League Dark. But I think calling it Justice League, when you title something Justice League, then you put a certain amount of baggage with it. And I don't want Swamp Thing to function in like a super heroic capacity. You know what I mean?
Yes, I get you. Although I like that name. Although I think in the actual world, they should never call themselves Justice League Dark.
I agree.
Justice League Dark is just the comic book name.
Yes. Yeah.
But they should not be like, we're the Justice League Dark. It should be no. You know, yeah, I don't know.
I just think maybe, hot take, Swamp Thing shouldn't be a TV show. Maybe Swamp Thing doesn't work as a live action TV show. That's okay. There's lots of great things that don't work in certain mediums.
Yes.
I mean, I was actually just going to say, do you want a Watchmen live action TV show? But they're doing one and Jason wants it, so.
I do. I do want a Watchmen live action TV show because I think they have a good idea for it.
I mean, maybe Swamp Thing is too weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's why I think a movie is a better option because it can be much more. I think the idea of like you had two issues, you had three installments on your list were one and done's, single issues. So like perhaps that Swamp Thing at his best is a single closed loop story as opposed to ongoing serialized storytelling.
Well, I will say this. I kind of think the Swamp Thing television show sounds a bit too much like Sleepy Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's this girl remembering her past and then she meets Ichabod and they fight the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I get it because you can't make that show about Alec because then
he's not human.
Well, he's not human. And then every frame of that television show is so expensive.
I get it.
Because he's not human.
But then, you know, then my argument back as someone who is developing this is like, then don't do Swamp Thing. Do Constantine, do Boston Brand, do XYZ. Like, there are so many other characters that you can have evocative, moody storytelling with that aren't a walking, talking, visual, and special effects nightmare.
I agree.
This is why Gorilla Grodd isn't in every episode of The Flash.
That's true.
So I think we solved it. No Swamp Thing TV show.
I just don't think, sorry for my alarm there. I just don't think it should be the main thing.
I mean, I think I nailed it. Where I said it should be an adult cartoon.
I would watch the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as long as they use the Swamp Thing theme song from the 90s cartoon, I'd be totally down.
We know Jason loves to play a theme song here on Geek History Lesson Extra.
I've sang it to you before.
I'm absolutely sure you have, and I'm so proud that I don't remember a single second of it.
Oh, it's the dumbest thing ever. because they didn't. Here, let me make sure I put it on mute. I'm going to start it. I'm going to have it right.
Is it dumber than Wildcats?
Yes. It's so dumb.
Okay. I can't wait. I am preparing.
I hope this is it.
Well, we'll be able to tell very shortly.
Okay. I'll tell you really quick.
Okay.
Harry, oh, stop playing, YouTube. Sorry. I'm trying to play this clip for everybody. It's not working very well. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Let me see. I have to unplug this. I'm going to turn it up, so hopefully the mic from picks it up. Here we go. It might be really loud. I apologize, everybody. I apologize.
Okay. Oh, you played this before, yes.
They did Wild Thing. Swamp Thing, you are amazing.
I really don't.
You fight everything nasty.
I don't really go in for cat, hat, sat type rhymes.
As long as they use that and they keep that theme song. See, I was right. It was much stupider.
It was pretty stupid.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's all I got.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's okay.
That's all we got, people.
We got it for 10 minutes.
We did?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So.
Do you like it when Swamp Thing sprouts flowers?
Yeah. And weird mushrooms.
Really?
Yep.
Are his mushrooms psychoactive?
Of course.
Does he grow ayahuasca?
I don't know what that means.
That's like that South American psychedelic plant.
Let's say, yeah.
Okay, great.
Cool. All right, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. That's all I got. I don't know. Again, like I didn't.
Something is hard, man.
Something's hard.
I think that's what we've learned.
He's leafy. All right, cool. thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it. I am Jason. Plant Your Garden, Inman.
Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye bye.